Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mad Mania Podcast, hosted by Mega Ran, T Call, Neo X, Rock Knowledge, and me, G1 to the Rescue, is brought to you by Random Beats, the Steel Cage Network, and Geekscape.net. Remember, wrestling is fun, and please keep your shoulders off the mat. And now, the show.
Random Beats presents Mad Mania Podcast, the Southwest authority on wrestling, hip hop, and everything in between.
Let's get ready to rumble!
It's 200, y'all. We did it. Yo, just want to thank everybody that is tuning in, whether you're live or you're catching this on the flip. Our podcast partners, the Steel Cage Network and the Geekscape Network. This is Mad Mania Podcast, the world's most dangerous pod. The three most dangerous letters in podding.
Okay. In podding.
All right.
In podding.
I like it. So we got the crew in here. I'm Mega Ran. It's always an honor to be here. I see we got Neo X to my direct left.
Hello.
We got to his direct left or your right. G1 to the rescue.
What's up?
From where are you at? ATL? Or are you?
I am not, unfortunately. I won't be leaving until tomorrow morning due to them not giving out checks until God knows how long. I miss my
You're
flight.
You're loud, so, my guy.
Sheesh. Sorry.
Oh, man. Turn yourself down, Neo. He sounds good to me.
Okay. I was about to say I got it. But yeah, so I won't be leaving until tomorrow morning, so I'm at home.
So. Oh, so he's at the crib. All right. Yep. And below me, that is T-Call the Villain. What's good?
You. Here.
Yo,
yeah, a little tequila.
That's for certainly not least over there. It's Rock Knowledge. What's good, sir? Yo, it's a great, great day. It is episode 200. All right, let's.
That is fair.
Hey, it's Cole Cabana. This is a shout out to Teak, G1, Neo, Rock, and the Mega Ran himself, saying congratulations, Mat Mania, on 200 episodes of your podcast. Now, sure, I did over 10 years of the art of wrestling, and that was hard. But right now, I'm back to square one. I mean, I'm literally starting my own podcast, and it's had one episode. Wrestling Anonymous, which everyone is now going to go over and subscribe to and check it out on YouTube, Wrestling Anonymous, and you could even call and leave your wrestling stories anonymously and then be on the podcast, and that's going to be great, but I don't know the struggle of 200 now, you know? I'm starting back at one, and Mat Mania is at 200. It's amazing. Congratulations. I mean, yeah, you guys still suck and you don't know what you're doing, but I mean, it's fun. It's fun to do, and that's what I'm going to do with Wrestling Anonymous, and that's what you're going to continue to do for another 200, where you have guaranteed that you're quitting after that, right? Because, Mega Ran, that's what you told me. And you, I mean, you said you wanted to quit at 201, but you're like, ugh, we'll do another 200. So everyone knows after the next 200, I can't do another video or audio for you. You're done. You're done. Congratulations, 200.
Shout out to our friend Cole Cabana. Boom, boom, with a
boom,
little
boom.
Words of positivity, sort of.
Chicago's very own. Yes, indeed.
Telling us we still suck.
But, well, you heard it here. We're all quitting.
That was great.
401 or bust. Nah.
That was so great.
So shout out to Colt for that. We're at 200, y'all. We did it. We are at 200 episodes.
Hey.
This has been a hard one to record. Probably like the hardest one of all, which is crazy.
But, yeah, I'll definitely admit I've had a hand with that. Thank you, Cox Communications.
Cox should be jerks. Burial.
You know what? I'll put that in the notes for sure.
They just came by to fix my shit, Loki.
Yo, mine went off last night at like 11 o'clock. I was playing Knockout City, which actually I think is going to probably be my putover. I'm changing it. I was playing it and I'm having a good time with Drizzen and a few of the homies. And then it's just like, and I'm like, yo, what's going on? And then I get the text at 11:30, like, oh, your Cox is out. We'll be back up by like 1:30 a.m. And I'm like, we got a lot to talk about. So let's just jump into it like we always do. A little bit of non-wrestling before we get... There's a lot of wrestling to talk about and a lot of memories to talk about. So first, let's do a putover. And I kind of already said it, so I might as well just start. Sorry, Neo. Changing the note.
Thanks.
Putting you to work. putting that pencil to work. I'm putting over a game called Knockout City. It's by EA. It's I don't know if y'all remember the old days. They used to do EA Sports Big titles. They were doing
EA Sports Big.
Like SSX.
That's what she told me.
That's what it kind of feels like, but it's dodgeball.
That's basically what she told me too.
Alrighty. And it's a fun one, and it's dodgeball basically. You can team up, it's 3-on-3, it's super fun, easy to learn. You can roll yourself into a ball and get thrown at, like people can use you to throw at people.
That's dope.
Yeah, it's almost like a battle. It almost looked like the battle royale style dodgeball game.
Dodgeball. It's like Fortnite dodgeball, which is
lit. That's
brilliant
tight.
Idea. It's super fun. And it's cross-platform, so if any of y'all are interested, it's like
I'm ready for it.
Let's play. Buy it.
Fuck with it. Let's get it.
You know what? Epic just gave me a coupon, so I think I'll buy it on Epic.
T up.
Yeah. Do it. Get that, because I'm probably going to be streaming that tonight. It's super fun. Cheers, boys. If you have a drink wherever you are sitting, cheers to 200, fellas.
I'm going to go grab my tequila and my Modelo.
Salute, Rick.
For this episode only, we can drink. Drink if you got it, folks. All right. So I think on Twitch, you can drink. You just can't be visibly drunk. Yeah, I think that's the rule, Neo. Why is everybody looking at Neo?
Bunch of haters.
Yeah, let's get it.
All right. So... Teak, what's your put over?
Yo, so I'm putting over our playoff team right now, the Phoenix Suns.
Gang, gang.
Oh, it's Game Pass. Wait, I didn't realize Knockout City's free on Game Pass Ultimate right now, too.
I'll bet.
Wow, say less. Thank you, Blaze. So the Suns right now knocked off LaWine. and the Lakers and Mr. Glass and the rest of the Lakers team. It was a game. They went off, man. Book is for real.
Me and Megaran had the opportunity to go to one of the playoff games. It was the second game. Unfortunately, we didn't win that game out of That's all the games that they played.
Oh, I think Rock was saying that I wasn't fully invested in the Suns at that point.
No, you weren't. You were in full Suns garb talking about, I hope LeBron does something amazing. You're a double A fan.
No, LeBron is a once in a lifetime specimen. Pardon me if I wanted to see him get busy, but also lose.
All right, LeBron is no Jordan.
He wanted to see him do like a dope alley-oop dunk. But still lose. But like lose he just 40. Wanted to be entertained.
But, I got to pick up
those last two games, they got slammed. They got shitted on. The Lakers showed who they really was this season, and the Suns showed they ass. And, one of those games they didn't have AD. AD tried to come back and play, but, you know, he wasn't hundo at that point. And the Suns just, you know, they're quicker, they're a faster team if they push the ball. And you know, I feel like stop trying to I always say this with teams, like stop trying to shoot the three ball with teams. I feel like the Lakers was getting themselves set up in those situations where it's like, oh, we're just gonna keep shooting threes to try to catch up. But yeah, as many times as the Lakers were turning the ball over, if you just go in for the quick two, you get that score up quick. But you know, that's what they was getting into these last couple games. And yeah, man, I'm excited for this next round. How y'all thinking they gonna pan out against OKC?
Yeah, TQ, no, right?
OKC, it's Denver.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. TQ, Denver.
Denver is good, man. Don't sleep on Denver.
Right, and TQ right about that. To piggyback off that, I feel like a lot of teams, like, and even just a lot of players, like they be going in for all the camera worthy moments and then forgetting the fundamentals. That's why I barely watch it now. It's like watching a video game on TV. It ain't nobody really like sticking and moving again, like Jordan era, you know, when I watch basketball. So, but yeah, it was still dope and it was great to see the Suns do they thug dizzle. I was very happy about that and I was very happy to see them knock off LeBron. I'm done with all that LeBron go talk. I've been done with that prior.
You ain't all. Yeah. You haven't watched basketball since the Jordan era?
I haven't watched whole seasons of basketball since the Jordan era.
When there's a Chicago reference, you have to drink. That's the game.
Is that the game?
Always been.
Wow. Yeah, I haven't watched whole seasons of basketball since the Jordan era because it's just like niggas is getting finger poked and all of a sudden it's a foul. Nah, punk shit out of here.
I mean, the game is different. It definitely is different.
Trash.
Man.
It's like soccer. Like soccer was full of flops and whatnot. And yeah, you know, I don't watch the sports ball at all. But like when I saw gifs of people just flip flopping and diving, I'm just like, what is this, wrestling? What are they selling? They're selling their asses off.
We got to get back to talking about this sport where they flip, flop, and dive, and we appreciate it, which is wrestling. But you're right. Like, it's very much like it's theater now. Like, if it looks like you, I fell or whatever, they'll give you a call. It's
kind like of the Rock selling a stunner.
Yeah. Just rolling.
That's pretty much LeBron every time you breathe on him.
Yo, somebody needs to face swap and put him on the.
Oh, hell yeah. All of our Mad Maniacs, if you're listening, please make something like that and tweet us.
We need great. That. Don't forget, follow us on the Twitter at Mad Mania Podcast. We're on Instagram at Mad Mania Pod. We're on Patreon, which is patreon.com/Mad Mania Podcast. And wherever you get podcasts. So let's continue the putovers. Neo, what do you got?
Yeah, I've actually been finishing up the last season of Kim's Convenience on Netflix. This is a putover, I guess, alum. I put it over in the past, so this is a brand new and final season. Unfortunately, it was the fifth season. I've always loved this show. It was really nice, very wholesome. But it was kind of whack the way they ended things. And, you know, come to find out that even the cast was like just appalled about why Netflix had to pull the plug when there was just so much more storytelling to do. But you know, at least like, we put a cap on it. And, but this kind of had the same vibes as One Day at a Time for me because it was a really nice show that I liked. And then they pulled the plug, Netflix. So hopefully it gets picked up somewhere else and they actually kind of try to finish it right. But yeah, Kim Convenience seasons 1 through 5 are on Netflix. Check it out. I'm sure you'll like it. If you like the, you know, wholesome slice of life type of comedies, check it out.
Okay. I will. I just watched something that's like the complete opposite of that. Anybody ever watch Schitt's Creek?
It's yes. Like,
I've seen one or two episodes.
It's like the most negative show ever.
Ew,
like,
David.
Like, nobody's in a good mood. Nobody's positive. It's just, yeah, people everybody hates their lives on the show at the same time.
And that's a good one.
Yeah, but it's a fun watch, though. Chris Elliott is in it, if you remember him way back from Get a Life.
And, yeah.
All this good stuff. He's great.
Seems like a lot of stuff is getting cut right now. You know, they also said that Jupiter's Legacy is not coming back.
But yeah, they doing the spinoff, which is stupid.
How do you explain that? It doesn't make any sense.
I don't get it.
So they basically like freed the cast from their contracts, told them they could go take other work, right? So like that to other
people. Maybe they'll bring him back at a later time.
They could,
you know,
bring him back. You know?
That's what I hope they do, because Jupiter's Legacy was too good.
Maybe it was, yeah, maybe
it was really
just
fun.
Like an expensive,
like that
show.
Dope,
and they're just like, we don't know. But
so here's my thoughts on it. The show was good, but I feel like it was that's not the superhero show that I feel like people are going to get behind. I feel like a lot of that time jumping stuff, where it was going back in the past and showing
how they got their powers and stuff.
Yeah, I feel like it was real, like, stretched out throughout the season. I feel like people might not really have, you know, a lot of time to get into those arcs. You see, Rock didn't even want to continue Invincible after the first episode, so I can
Crazy?
See people not watching.
Why?
I can see people not watching Jupiter's Legacy due to the downtime in it.
Just like, yeah. I was about to put over Castlevania, which I think is great, but it takes some patience, because that's like three episodes where nothing happens. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, yo, I'm walking from town to town, and it's like,
it's,
what did you say? Episode over.
it's pretty to watch too. Like, it's drawn really well.
Yeah.
But man, like, some of the drawing is just stagnant. Like, they're just walking. And I'm like,
yeah, it's like they're just
looks
doing
cool, man.
In stylish walking to nowhere.
I think that sums up this podcast: doing nothing in style.
Doing nothing in style. That might be our title for today. We'll see how that goes. Rock Knowledge, what are you putting over?
Yeah, so Ransom's got an album coming out called Seven. Drops is coming Monday. He dropped a single called Greed with Royce of 5'9".
Oh my God, it's so dope.
And to say both these gentlemen are rapping would be an understatement.
Hmm.
This might be my favorite, like, Ransom's first verse might be my favorite Ransom verse that I've heard to date. Like, he smoked that shit, and Royce of 5'9" just went full on Royce of 5'9" on that shit. So, it's a 7-track album. Each track is named after one of the 7 deadly sins. Go figure. So there's envy, gluttony, greed, you know the rest. You've seen the movie. Mm-hmm. But if you haven't heard Greed, man, Greed is fucking fire.
Woo! Man, Royce left Earth on that verse.
Yeah, man.
God. That is an incredible verse. Royce is, if he ain't...
proof that he's the greatest.
Yeah, if he ain't the greatest right now, he's two. Maybe behind Black Thought.
It's him or Black Thought. Like, I feel like you could put them two in the split coin and either answer's correct.
Facts. It's, oh man, it's such a good song. If y'all haven't heard it yet, it's incredible.
Yeah.
So that makes me want to hear the rest of the album, because Ransom is rapping too. So, like,
yeah, Ransom,
he didn't totally get blown off the track, you know?
Yeah, it drops on Monday, which is kind of odd, but I mean, hey, you do what you want in these times.
So it's New Japan Dominion this Monday.
Okay.
Ooh, word. That is
right. We're talking about rapping, not flippity flips.
We're going to get to that. We'll get to the flippy flips. All right. Ransom, that's a good put. Who's next? Who didn't go?
I cannot find that on Google.
That would be G1 to the rescue. What you got?
Gee, put your drinks away, man. Put it in a cup or something. You just always trying
you gotta be extra.
What you trying, you trying to show me up? You trying to show me up?
No,
somebody,
I'm saying,
call me just out? Give us your put over.
Randy's saying he don't want stuff on the screen, so put it in a cup.
Oh, beer too? Jeez. Anyway, sorry. I didn't know
it's,
that.
Man, go ahead. It's fine.
So anyway, all right, my put over is the brand new album from a mutual friend of ours, Smoke Dizza. The Hustlers Catalog 2, featuring the single Big Stepper with West Side Gunn and Currency, which I've been bumping now for the last couple of weeks. I love that song. And I had a chance to dive into some of the rest of the album. It's 10 songs total. Guest appearances from Dave East, Dom Kennedy, Benny the Butcher, quite a few others. But yeah, definitely check it out. Smoke Dizza, you know, as usual, delivering some hard bars, some great production on there. So definitely check it out. Hustlers Catalog 2, Smoke Dizza, again, featuring the single Big Stepper with West Side Gunn and Currency, out now.
I think I saw that. I was on Spotify, and I think I saw your Spotify, and I saw that the show that you was playing at. And that's how I knew. That's how I knew that you, that it was out.
I
was
I had forgot that the album was coming out so soon because I was looking for the album, but I remember, like, the single had been out for a little while, and just earlier I had a moment. I was like, man, I keep forgetting I know what the song is, and I'm like, oh, the album's out. So then I just listened to the whole thing while I was trying to get myself prepared. But
I listened to that Smoke Dizza album today as well.
Nice.
Oh yeah,
good album.
Dope. Shout out to Dizza. It's so great, interesting, but also great to see like West Side Gunn or Griselda popping up on like every new album. Like, it's kind of crazy that like everywhere. There's a Griselda presence on every album. And I don't know if it was Conway who said, he was like, people want to doubt our influence, but like, think about what rap was like before we started and after. And
that's facts. I mean, there's a rumor that that Benny the Butcher and my dude possibly putting together a collab project. They've been meeting a lot recently, and there's actual photo proof of that.
Who's your dude?
Hove.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that you knew him personally. I don't know.
Sean? Yeah.
Oh. Oh God.
SC? Yeah.
Y'all know he's my favorite rapper of all time. So
That's interesting.
Oh wait, you're talking about William, right? Is that what you're talking about? William A. Coffa?
talking about Sean Carter, talking about Zay.
You're talking about Billiam?
Oh. Yeah, right. Cause
Billiam?
Billiam.
Text him, Steven, come on the show right now if you want.
Yeah,
you didn't get a drop.
I wish I had access to him like that.
He ain't doing nothing right now. Tell him, see what's up. All right.
Where's your aux at? Get him online.
I just gotta say, cause I'm a little emotional. You know, it's 200 episodes and it's really a historic day. So shout out to Matt Maney and the podcast. I'm talking Megaran, T, G1, Rock, Neo. You know, you did it. 200 episodes. It's beautiful. It's so beautiful.
We done did it.
Shout out to Big E.
200 episodes to get a member of the New Day on the pod.
I swear.
Salute. Shout out to Big E.
Hey, great memories with Big E, though. Memories with Big E.
Fun stuff. Where are we?
We got to talk about Big E once we start talking about wrestling because, man.
There's a lot to talk about. Oh, yeah. I actually want to get to that. Let's just let the elephant into the room and acknowledge the elephant. We've had another black day in WWE where they have decided to pull the rug up under everybody and start and continue with the mass releases.
Trash.
And pretty big names.
A black trash mass of releases.
Please don't. Oh, God.
So, does anybody have the list? Like, who all has been released? Like, what's been happening?
I can grab the list. I'm in front.
Get the list. And since we just saw Big E, what in the hell was the point of Aleister Black attacking Big E now that Aleister Black is no longer a member of the
company?
This proves there was no plan. His shirt is still up for pre-order.
That's
site.
So trash.
Hey, don't buy that. Go to Pro Wrestling Tees and buy our shirt.
Yes. Right. I'm sure Tommy End will have his own shirts out somewhere else.
Yeah, I hope
support
so.
Support the artist, the athletes direct.
Is that his indie name?
Yeah, Tommy End. He was Tommy End before Aleister Black. Yep.
That's kind of a weird name. Was there
I thought people were saying Tommy Yen, and then I looked and I was like, oh, Tommy End, like E-N-D.
Is there a story or a reason why he's Tommy End?
His real name is Tom. So
is a weird last name.
No, it's like I end motherfuckers. It's dope.
Like, I'll end you.
Right. I think it's weird. I want to know why. It's weird. To me, it's weird.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some backstory out there, too. If anybody knows in the chat, that'd be dope. Or hit us up on the socials.
Yeah, let us know in the chat. So
Mania Pod.
All right, I do have
to let go. Let's go through the list first.
The recent releases.
G1, give it to us.
So we got Andrade, who was released on March 21st. We got Lars Sullivan, who was released back in February.
Just run him.
Okay. Steve Cutler, Samoa Joe.
Ooh.
Peyton Royce, Billy Kay, Mickey James, Chelsea Green, Tucker Knight, Kalisto, Bo Dallas, Wesley Blake. Of course, we talked about Aleister Black, whatever you want to call him. There's a few others. I think the list. Oh, Ruby Riott, Lana, Buddy Murphy, Santana Garrett, Velveteen Dream. Jessamine Duke, which if I'm not mistaken is Roger Strong's wife. That's pretty much
get Braun Strowman.
Oh yeah, Braun Strowman, which
the biggest man in the whole list.
Like literally leaned up and got a whole new swag for WWE, and then they just like, all right, we'll just pick you off.
I hate the champion for anybody losing their belt, losing their job. And like, but Braun was the guy who was not nice when a lot of people lost their jobs. Remember,
he was burying the indies.
Oh, I go get mine, and maybe this ain't for you. Go do something else, or you know. And it's like, all
he
right,
said,
well,
pull yourself up from your boots or some shit like that. Oh, it was really degrading.
What's that?
Let me ask you guys this. Who do you really blame for the lack of Braun Strowman getting over? Do you put it solely on creative, or do you put that on Braun Strowman as well? Because
I think it's always on creative.
He won quite a bit, had some pretty big moments, and just never once was able to fully really get over. Never had a world title run. Is it all on? Are you blaming creative, or do you got to put some of this on Braun too?
Braun won the title, but he was the stand-in for Roman that WrestleMania that doesn't count.
Right, so he didn't really have a run.
Yeah. But before that, though, I think what the issue was when we thought he should have been champ, when we were like, WWE has the rocket on him, is how they look at people.
He's young.
He was a WWE guy. They feel like they got more time with him. There were other people in the main event picture that they wanted to push while they still had Brock on the sideline. So they missed their opportunity with Brock.
Braun. I agree.
Sorry.
Braun was going, like trajectory was flying, and then they were like, oh, he's young, he can wait. And they just kept him in the mid-card.
You remember that green title he won? The greatest Royal Rumble?
Yo.
He never got to defend that.
It's now vacated. So now the greatest Royal Rumble title is vacated. Anybody can win the belt right now. I mean, how do you really... I can say that, like, we all know that WWE's general creative climate is they're damn near in control of everything when it comes to Raw and SmackDown specifically. So we definitely can't put Braun on Braun. He's not even Braun because of himself. He's Braun because that's the name that WWE gave him, because they can't think of any other big names for a big dude other than Braun. But so I definitely blame creative 100%.
Yeah, you can't blame the guy
because behind the scenes stuff can cause it to be the guy. So I think that's what Rock is asking. Like, do we think Braun was fucking up Braun, or did the WWE screw that up?
But if he rides to that point,
we don't know.
Tommy End even said it on his wife's Twitch that everything came from creative. Because if creative got nothing for you, what can you do? You know.
Damn.
And then think about it like this: his character. How can he get himself over on social media? It doesn't really fit his type. Versus you have people like Lana, Naomi doing stuff on Instagram. You got the New Day doing stuff on social media. They can do their part to help themselves.
Exactly.
Right? As personalities. But at the end of the day, if creative doesn't have nothing for you, then they're going to put him back in that closet waiting for someone to knock on his door to come fight him.
Right, exactly. And then magically out the blue.
Had stuff for people and still dropped them, though. I mean, Lana went through 20 tables, still got fired.
Right. 22. they never figured out that gimmick. They just kept trying. Lana, to be fair, Lana had a lot of chances. I'm going to just keep it real. Like, Lana had a lot of TV time.
I'm just saying that she was being used actively, like a lot of people were.
She was getting used and never getting over.
They were pushing her bad on the mic. Like they put the right spot back. You're right.
She was.
I agree.
She was bad on the mic. She was bad in the ring, like for a long time, and never really improved. And I just felt like, you know, they just kept giving her chances. So at some point, you got to know your days are numbered. But she was great on TikTok. So when you have people like
Ruby Riott, who they just recently brought back and put the Riott Squad back together, when you got Aleister Black, who they were shooting new promos for, put him out there in the ring with Big E, like Braun Strowman just had a bunch of things going on. It's like, it's surprising some of these releases. We do understand that, yeah, this budget cut, it doesn't really matter. Braun getting paid $1 million a year or whatever. So yeah, they're going to cut contracts, but I'm just saying it's weird when you're the main focus are, you know, people who were doing a lot when the crowds were going on. Yeah. And those.
Bro. So the next part is, there's been a lot of scuttlebutt in our chat as well as everywhere.
The name of the episode, scuttlebutt.
Everyone kind of thinks it's Brock Lesnar. Like this might be a move to get one of their veterans back, like a Brock or a Cena. What do y'all think about that?
Bullshit.
They're selling the company.
Bullshit.
They think they're selling? They're trying to cut the fat, lean it up, so they can sell it?
That's the other theory in the dirt sheets, that they're prepping for a sale.
All right, so who do you want to see buy WWE?
It can't be Disney.
Tony Khan.
Before the exactly. Though,
I bought my competition. He's gonna cut that same promo on
that's
Vince.
That's a great right. promo.
He gonna turn Raw into another show on AEW.
Well, remember this though, and somebody NBC in the group University. Chat said that this was someone in the group chat said that this was just BS. But remember, they're going back on the road now, so they were saying that they have to cut costs due to all the money that they have to spend.
Somebody's phone is blasting.
Who the hell's got a magic wand over there?
It's probably Teak's phone.
Yeah,
because he's using it.
That's the Hitachi.
That motherfucker got a StarTAC Motorola.
Yo,
you got a two-way.
Right now, it seems the only like logical case is that it goes to NBC Universal. Can't be Disney. Disney is ABC. Disney's Monday Night Football. Like, why would they put on something that they would compete with? I feel like it's got to be NBC.
And then for those that hate the PG era now, you give it to Disney and it's just all shit.
Yo, Mickey is getting in the ring.
Right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna have a Disney legend battle royal with Mickey and Goofy and Aladdin and the motherfucker from Soul.
Last day that I watched the WWE. And,
yeah, that would be the end. We might get Rock to watch AEW after that.
That's some shocking crazy now. Let's not start talking crazy. Just give up pro wrestling at that point.
He just won't watch wrestling.
I'll give up wrestling to spite myself.
That's funny as hell.
Okay. So meanwhile, they're announced. It's weird that they're cutting people and they're about to go back on the road. So we got house shows possibly starting back up again, which is where you need most of this talent at. So I just don't understand a lot of these moves, man. Like, if it's a money thing, I'm sure Braun would have restructured with no problem, been like, okay, cut it down to, I don't know, 200K or something and keep his job. But to completely just cut him, it's like, wow, that's a drastic move. So it makes me think, like Teak was saying, maybe he just wasn't a get-along guy in the back, you know? And they could have just been like, you know what? And we paying you $1 million? Oh, nah.
I mean, but the other thing, on the other hand, I would see Brock, or not Brock, I would see Braun regularly on social media doing media, doing, you know, red carpet things. What do they call it? Junkets, right? For media?
Yeah, press? He does press.
He does a lot of press.
But you know what he also does on his social media?
He did a lot of that stuff.
That wasn't super popular. He's like a southern gun nut. You know what I mean? So, like, he'll take pictures with big old guns, like, yeah, I'm out in the country.
You know, about Braun? Like,
yeah, Braun.
Yeah, he will.
His guns socials wasn't like really.
Doesn't he got, like, a big country or country strong tattoo on his arm?
Oh yeah, yeah, he do. I seen that motherfucker in person.
It's like, it's like
motherfucking big ass arm,
big ass pumpkin.
It's like the literal size of Tennessee. Like,
yeah, sure, arm. Man, we can get a picture. Cool, guys. What's like, dude's over here to me. I'm like, man, it's
but just... like G1 mentioned though about Braun is weird to me because Braun got in not just good shape but got in phenomenal shape,
under WWE. And he's a WWE guy from balls to bone. He's their product. That's why it was so weird. That, I mean, and I know Velveteen Dream is kind of another thing, but he was also like a tried and true, again, a balls to bone WWE guy.
They created him. So now we always ask, who is going to make the biggest impact out of this group of guys?
Impact, you say?
Slammiversary.
Motherfucking,
I think everybody expects it to be Tommy.
Do any of these names really move the needle? I mean,
Braun Strowman.
Thank you, Rock. I mean, Braun Strowman.
Does Braun Strowman move
every promotion that has ever existed wants a guy like Braun Strowman. Everybody wants a giant who's athletic. That can do stuff. Everybody's going to want a giant.
I mean, that's true because it's so rare. But like, his problem was he didn't have a good matchup in WWE. But would you, I don't know, him and Luchasaurus? Like,
him and Moose?
Okay, him and Moose.
I mean, he can also go over to New Japan. I mean, he might not want to do that, and I don't know how much they're going to be doing in the States, but, you know, a big, huge white guy over in New Japan, they'll definitely make him the heel.
Gaijin.
Why not?
It's possible. I don't know how many of those guys want to go out there, like you said, Teak. Like, going to New Japan, starting your life over in Japan, it's not that attractive, but
right. It's like when Kenny didn't want to come back here when you know he was living in Japan. It's like you change your whole life around when you're doing stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay. So Drizzen makes an interesting point. He says almost all these names move the needle. Now, when we talk about move the needle, I'm talking about if any of those people shows up on another broadcast, it's going to make you flip the channel. And I'm not dissing nobody. I'm just saying, I love Buddy Murphy. But yo, Buddy Murphy on Impact is not going to make me change my TV watching schedule. I'm just saying.
Like, Buddy Murphy on anything is not making me change my channel.
Well, you guys are also set in your ways, too.
No. But
I
a
actually
lot of these
changed
guys
the
are
channel
good.
When he was on.
Oh, you'll change away from him. No, Buddy is dope, man. Buddy's dope.
Buddy is mine. He's another person that could go to a New Japan
Buddy
or AEW.
He'd be a great Super Junior.
When he was in the Cruiserweight.
Thank you, Blaze. Right there, baby.
Whatever. But his storyline has put him in the dirt. He's been shit story-wise.
Again, it's a creative thing. It's creative. Man. That's another creative. If you want to bring down the creative scoreboard, that's another mark on creative right there, bro. Mm-hmm.
But it's you want to know what that also does, though? It brings down their stock at other companies, though, because let me finish. If you've been being shitted on for so long, the average fan is not going to care about you. So when it comes to you popping up on another show and somebody wanting to tune in, they're going to be like, oh, well, he was whack at WWE. Why do I want to watch him now?
Bam. Blaze said what I was thinking. What about Jon Moxley?
But the other thing that I was going to say is that promotions know what like you've been through. And like Blaze said, Moxley flipped it on its head. And now Moxley's like living his best life.
Moxley was doing
showing up in Las Vegas with GCW, you know, and messing shit up, going to New Japan, going all over the place. You know?
But look how hard he has to work. That's the side of it.
He went into business for himself, though. Right.
Yeah.
Everybody ain't built business for himself. He started doing promos and stuff and building up his old Mox character, and people were getting excited. I don't care about Buddy Murphy.
I think most pro wrestlers do that because they want to do it.
Yeah,
Mox
and
is
it's
a different breed, man. Mox is a different breed.
And
I think he loves it more than 100% of these guys.
Anything that you do for the love is going to shine through. And we're seeing a Jon Moxley, a Dean Ambrose, or whatever, Jonathan Good, or whatever the hell you want to call him, that's happier. And he's going out here. He's with friends of his amongst the wrestling industry. And he's just grabbing it by the balls like, hey, this what's up? Like, I'm out here doing me, this, that, and the third. Like, this is what's happening. Like, you know, it, you when you go to a place that they're giving you a lot more creative control, it just, it makes you happier. It's like if I was stuck as a producer only making beats for like mumble rap artists and shit, like I would, of course, the money would be nice, obviously, cause you know, certain shit is what's popping, but I would be fucking depressed. I would be like, man, this shit huff. I want to make some beats for niggas that can actually rap. You know, somebody of the caliber of a Mega Ran, of a T-Call, of a Novelist, or, you know, Speaks or whatever. Like, I appreciate like, that.
T still ain't got them beats though.
Man, T got
an album. He got a whole album.
Man, T come over here and get spoiled.
So that was what,
that was my favorite thing. What up?
Who were the guys who left WWE and went to AEW and had one-offs, right? And they're in on okay. Impact now. Yeah. Because just to go back to that, I don't watch Impact because they don't make me go to Impact. I don't tune into Impact to watch Zack Ryder or whoever else. Only got one.
I watch Impact because Kenny Omega is on there, bro.
I watch.
So that's what I'm saying. So Buddy Murphy going over there is not going to move my needle.
So that's why when I said Drizzen, when we're talking about move the needle, Buddy I'm talking about who is the instant like tip the scales kind of talent. And
but I think
out of those, maybe Braun. Right.
But I think Impact. I think
Alistair, though, could also make a big impact.
But Impact, too, kind of has that stigma. But it's been being turned around because I've been seeing more Kenny Omega. You know, but again, it comes down to personal preference. Watch what you like. Do what you like. That's it, baby.
Man, those wrestlers have a stigma. They have a stink to them. When I saw them show up on AEW, I was like, dude, what the fuck is going on? And that's why when I heard them say, like, oh, Cody just gave them one match because that's his friend, I was like, good, get him the fuck out of here. Like, it's enough of these average ass white dudes coming over to these promotions and getting the bag. Like, it's too many of them.
He gave him a match and a shirt and a song.
He didn't give him the bag. He just gave him a chance. That's all. Give him a chance.
No, I said it. That's why I was glad that he left, because too many of them do get that bag. They're like, oh, you just left here? Come, I got a bag for you, Mr. Average Wrestler. Like, no.
You know, that's glad when I saw that, Leah. That's one thing that Cornette says that I agree with. He said it should not be called All Elite Wrestling. It should be called All Friends Wrestling. Because everybody lets their friends come in.
All old WWE wrestler.
It's like, come on. When it's basically, it's a lot of friends, like friendships and relationships based stuff. It's like, hey, you want to come here, buddy? Let's do this thing.
You got,
you know what this,
you get a contract. You get a contract.
Yeah, but like, but here's the thing though. If you know what this wrestling business is based on, it's based on you doing matches with people that you trust. And so,
you don't have no right to talk right now, because you're the same one that said you don't want to see Brock or Cena return. Fuck those old dudes. Let the new dudes shine. Exactly. So why would the old dudes from WWE get shine at AEW? That's the opposite of what you preach.
I'm sorry, because it's not about just old dudes in general. It's about specifically John Cena and Braun Strowman.
Oh, specifically the dudes you don't want to see.
No, I'm just saying they're just old and tired. No, but it's these guys, the characters are tired.
These guys ain't old. The guys they let go haven't even seen their prime.
They haven't even scratched the fucking surface yet. That's what I'm saying.
They haven't seen their prime. Like, any of them hasn't had a strong program or strong booking or strong creative. So it's interesting to see. I don't think they should go to, I don't think any of them should go to AEW.
No, you just said none of these dudes is old. Edge old as fuck and had his prime.
Released. I'm talking about the people who got released.
Yeah, Edge was forced into retirement in the industry.
Yeah, look, man, they put Edge, the match with Edge, on the second day of WrestleMania for a reason. And it was because people wanted to see him. They saw the reaction at Royal Rumble. You was there, too, when Edge came out.
People want to see those other two. No, he's wrong. People do want to see him.
He don't want to see him. That's all. People do want to see him. Like, old guys are going to get a pop, and they're going to get a ratings boost from them. But like,
right? Why do you think they do throwback nights and stuff like that? Because they know that that's going to sell. But also, somebody like Cena, it's the same thing like The Rock. The Rock left and went Hollywood, came back, blew everything up. Did you not want to see The Rock return?
The Rock is a different story.
Rock,
it's the exception. He's the exception. Rock can do no wrong.
A totally different ball game, bro.
Rock can come in tomorrow.
It'll be the same explosion when Cena come back. And I don't even like Cena like that. But Cena sells for those kids, and those kids is going to blow up when they see Cena return.
I agree.
You're right. They all are.
I miss shoot Cena.
I want to see a heel Cena.
And I'm sorry. Dude from Max Caster from the Acclaimed is doing a better version of his old gimmick.
Oh, you mean Lashley's sister?
Who? Huh? Caster?
Explain that to me.
Wait, you gotta explain that.
You don't remember when Lashley brought his sisters out?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Max Caster, who's one half of the Acclaimed in AEW. He's doing a better version of Cena's old gimmick. He's actually coming out with relevant raps.
That's ridiculous. I've never even seen this shit, and there's no way.
I don't know.
You gotta watch it.
You gotta watch it. I think you gotta watch it.
It's not gonna happen.
The only thing I don't like about that is that he keep on saying "ayo," like, because he don't just spit the rhymes. He keep on like "ayo, ayo, ayo, yo." Yeah, you look at me. Ayo. I don't like that.
that's a rap thing. You know, when the bars are moving in your head, you gotta figure it out. Ayo.
And he can't rap, and he only does that over the words in the beat before it's just the instrumental. So you can't rap over the words. You gotta let the instrumental drop and then do your thing. So
you can't rap over words? You sample beats all the time. We rap over words.
He waiting for the chorus to end so he can hit them lines, you know?
That was good. I like that one. That was funny. He likes it.
That was nice.
I like that. That was fair.
All right. So we all think that the person that's getting the best, going to maybe turn out the best out of this is, you think, Tommy and Aleister Black.
Yes, absolutely.
I think it'll be Braun.
Yeah, I think Braun can make an instant impact in AEW.
I'm not saying Braun won't, but Aleister, like we were talking about, like Super Juniors and shit, like or just anything in AEW where he just gets a chance to really just show off his skill, then okay, cool.
So but I don't know if anybody watched the Aleister Twitch stream where he was talking, but he said something about like his tattoos. Like, people thought he was like QAnon because of like his tattoos. And like, so there was all kinds of stuff that was like messing up his push, where people just started seeing stuff and being and thinking, oh, he's a devil worshiper. Oh, he's, you know, oh, he's QAnon, you know. So it was like hard for him to get started out there because there was a lot of weird stuff happening. So
he's not a devil worshiper, but he's an atheist.
Hey, you know, moral of the story, never leave NXT.
Yo, you, my friend, are correct.
Facts.
Never leave NXT. Never, ever leave. You'll be fine.
It's all downhill, man. Like, the majority of the guys that come up, it's all downhill.
You think Adam Cole is choosing to stay in NXT?
Let's talk about that, because Adam Cole just returned, and I was thinking maybe, because he wasn't around, that maybe a SmackDown move was happening, and then it didn't. Adam Cole came back to lay bars and lay fire.
Let's talk about that promo right there.
That was great.
Holy
crap. That was phenomenal.
It felt like Shawn Michaels to me. Like, felt like HBK.
But he always said that's who he influenced by. So of course, I'm sure he probably channeled some of that inner Shawn.
That felt like some HBK. Promo.
That was great.
He eviscerated. Like, you don't let your champion get done that dirty. Like, I'm really surprised.
Bro cooked his ass.
Hey, you only here holding on to my property, my dude.
Oh my gosh.
If I can add. Okay. I think the only thing.
Go ahead, Neil.
I was just going to say, I really feel like Adam Cole should really honestly stay in NXT. I think the only thing, if he's going to go to the main roster, and this may sound a little typical, but he should go with Finn. He should go with maybe Fish and try to re-spark something, you know, and because they, the only way they can get over, I feel like, in the WWE creative spectrum is strength in numbers. Yeah. So if they do another faction, maybe, but then again, WWE and their history of factions will always flip them on their head and then literally just destroy them.
He said Undisputed 2.0.
No, he said it's crazy that they never brought the Undisputed era up to the main roster as popular as that group was, you know?
Yeah.
That is wild. So we talk about all the WWE like main roster moves that like are confusing. That's a confusing one, is as over as Undisputed Era was, they never got a sniff together of the main show.
And on the contrary, they never got signed, but during Survivor Series, when NXT was involved, they were getting some main roster love, you know, by having matches on Raw and SmackDown, specifically more so Adam Cole, but they did get a little bit of that.
They got a little taste because that Adam Cole and Daniel Bryan
match. The Adam Cole and Daniel Bryan, I still go back and watch that. I don't give a shit. That's one of my favorite matches of the last 10 years.
Yeah, that was fire.
Shit was everything.
Talk about, like, you know, what they always say, making chicken salad out of chicken, you chicken know what.
Shit. because
that worked to the best.
I wanted to bring this up while we were talking about creative. Is I don't know if you heard this, Rand, that four black women got hired for WWE's writing room.
Four?
So,
I thought it was two.
What? Well, this is interesting. I read four.
I have to applaud that. I thought it was two, but still, that's fire.
That's nice. That's great. Good.
I saw pictures of the four, but I read that it was four. Somebody can fact check me, but yeah.
Okay.
We got
dope. What do you
got
think?
Got some female color in the writing room.
I saw a comment was like, good, you're going to SmackDown. That shouldn't like destroy your soul as much as Raw. And I'm like, yeah, that's probably right.
Yeah. It's just the only problem is you have the elephant in the room, which is Vince McMahon, who ultimately is going to have full creative over
everything.
Right. Yep, he's going to be like, nah, I don't want to do that. I don't get it. What are those? I don't get it.
What are those?
I don't get it.
Vince is going to be like, can I just come out in the do-rag again?
Wow. The do-rag.
That got over right.
What's going on, guys? It's Adam Cole, aka Chugs, aka just a handsome man. Just a handsome man. No, but seriously, the reason I'm making this video is I have a very, very big shout out to Matt Mania Podcast because they're about to celebrate their 200th episode. Yeah, you heard me right, 200 episodes. So mega, mega shout out to Mega Ram, Rock, Neo, Teak, G1. Congratulations to each and every one of you guys. That's awesome. And here's to 200 more, or 400 more, or 600. No, to as many more as you guys want. But for real, congratulations and best of luck and keep rocking.
Baby!
Megaran, swiping his card on the cameo for show.
Thank you. Yo. Megaran.
Hey, does that mean that we can post our secret Adam Cole picture now?
That was like years ago. Yeah, I'm sure we can. Shout out to Adam Cole for that. Everybody's like, oh, he swiped the cameo punch card. None of these guys are on cameo anymore, by the way. These are personal favors.
I know, personal man. That's kind of a nudge to WWE, you know, for sure.
Hope none of these guys get in trouble for being on the podcast tonight.
Vince watches.
Vince is watching.
the Raw GM's about to ring the doorbell next.
Either that or from something that Rand told me. If he's not watching, he got people out there that's watching. You always got to be careful. They got spies lurking.
That's right.
Always be
double agents
watching your back. So, all right. So we can move forward. I think I want to talk about in this segment. Let's get some thoughts from everybody about reflections on 200. Let's talk about it. We have done 200 of these podcasts. Actually, I guess everybody wasn't here. It started with me for like, what, 20?
Yeah. And then it's an amalgamation of different ins and outs.
And then like another head grew out of my shoulder, and it was T-Call. And then another head grew out over here, and it was, I guess Rock? Yeah, I think it was
Rock. Yeah, man, you told me I could just come up whenever I wanted to, so I just kept coming every week.
Pause. That's how it was, man. I was like, hey, come through. He's like, all right. And he's like, yo, I'll be there next week. I was like, yeah, sure. So I gotta shout out y'all for helping hold this down for me, because a little history, I've talked about it. I got bored of doing it by myself, man. It's like one thing, it's like most things in life, when they're more fun with a partner. And oh my god, eighth grade humor alert. So but yeah, man, I was like, yo, this is fun. I started it, I talk about this in my book, but I started Matt Mania on a cold winter night, and then honestly, because I was sad about what I saw in the wrestling ring. I was in Houston, Texas, and I saw Night of Champions 2016, and that was Sting's last match. That was the Sting versus Seth Rollins match where he got the buckle bomb.
Wait, so the podcast is that recent?
I mean, that was 2016. That was 4 years ago.
I know, but damn.
Yeah. Took us 4 years to get to 200. That ain't, right. Makes sense, I guess. So,
well, the pandemic then, definitely
it wasn't weekly. You know what I mean? I was doing it, you know, just kind of sparing, like wherever I felt like it. And that night in my hotel room, I just kind of recorded myself and just like, oh man, the show was great, but I really think like this thing might be done. And I was all sad and blah, blah, blah. So it was 5 years. And I just was like, you know what? I'm tired of doing this by myself. T, come through. And then we would have guests pop up. And I was like, you know what? The more people we got, it just seemed to be a lot more fun just to have different perspectives, you know? So that's my spiel on it.
Yeah.
I'm very happy that all of you have joined me in this journey. You know, and everybody adds their specific, you know, flavor and sprinkling. It's like a very good, soul food Sunday spread. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, we got the meats, you got the potatoes, you got the candy yams, you got the cornbread, like, and each one by itself might be delicious, but together. It becomes,
together it becomes sleep. Unzip pants.
Watching the game.
Yes, yeah, so I remember when we were at Mania Ram, when we had did the, I feel like it was either, what was that episode called? WrestleMania the movie or something like that. But it was the WrestleMania where we were doing live fan reactions outside.
Yeah, that was episode 38.
38.
Yeah, WrestleMania the movie.
Wow.
And after that is when Rand had asked me to do Matt Mania with him when we started doing it in the studio after that.
Yeah, and that was, man, it was fun times, man. And I was just like, all right, come through. So I would love to get Neo. What do you remember about joining Matt Mania? Because I don't even remember, to be honest.
Well, mine came as kind of like a young boy role where I kind of made myself available to like, I was a true Brandon Cutler of the group where I was like, you know, man, if you need anything, let me know. I'm down to ride. Oh, nice. And so on and so forth. And I came about around episode in the 50s. 50s area. And I think the biggest things that I remember about the podcast is just us doing our stuff. Like when we would actually like mob and roll out and go to Vegas a couple times, and we would go, you know, go to certain shows and just wild out and just, you know, really created a brotherhood. And then over time that became the brotherhood in the studio, you know, and yeah. And it just kept evolving and evolving, but I've always been down to ride. And even though the show's gone this way and that way and upwards and downwards, you know, I've always prided myself in saying, well, I've always been here. And obviously circumstances, you know, hinder everybody once in a while. I'll definitely say that I think MMP, I'm always down to ride, but you know, I've always loved it if we can just ride together. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's Neo, always, you've been around for a lot of our first, man, StarCast, remember?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Like, man. And that's the thing. Like, I would invest my personal finance, my personal time, my personal, like, just life, just because I love what Matt Mania is or was, and hopefully what will become, just because I really believed in it, and I believed in Megaran, I believe in Teak, I believe in G1 and Rock Knowledge, because these guys have held me down, you know, and not only as a producer on this podcast, but as a human being. So I can never fault y'all for that, and I love y'all, and you know, we've always helped each other out, and we always bro out. So I think that's the greatest thing that I've got out of this podcast is I got a brotherhood out of it, you know. So I appreciate
here,
that.
Here, here to that. Cheers, my brother.
And you also came in just being a fan of the music, either. Right? That was your original entrance in, right?
Exactly, man. Because Mega pulled my wrestling, you know, my wrestling body out of the graveyard, because I would watch wrestling growing up, but after the Attitude Era, it all fell off, you know. And I can honestly say, like, yeah, Mega brought me back and created a smarky ass smart fucking monster that I am today.
I've created a monster. Oh, this is my fault.
It's your fault.
Oh yeah, it's
dog.
Definitely your fault.
Oh god,
your fault.
Yeah, man, we've had so many firsts, man, and like I've gone out to wrestling shows, you know, and like I was saying, like that night I went to Houston or whatever, I was by myself. So like being able to come and like have these memories with y'all where we're like, yo, let's all just mob to a show. And then we go to shows here and people are like, yo, it's the Mad Mania guys, or yo, I know y'all, you know, like that's a great feeling. And I know that we've
created something
that's like very strong, something I'm very proud of. And so, yeah, man, it's just been dope to see the evolution, the growth. And we made it through.
I mean, right the ramble at the Rumble, man, was something never been done.
Yeah, especially here in the valley. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying here.
That's true, man. We had a great time. We created a movement. We all got on stage, got to talk, chill, do some wrestling things. Cobra, we had a great time out there.
After parties, yeah.
We've continued to raise the bar, and we've survived through a pandemic somehow. You know, it's been tough for everybody, slowing down the production, changing the production style, like us not seeing each other in person. A lot has changed, but through it all, we remain together. All right, I'm going to let somebody else talk. G1.
Oh man, I mean, I can side with Neo on this. I've always, for the most part, kind of stood alone in a group of friends, like even just some of my group of friends back home, some of the friends that I have here that I've known for many years being in and out of Arizona. Like, it's nice to have, a squad of cats where we all kind of are specifically just this one thing every week, to where we all get together and we just had this magical sort of vibe about everything, man. Like, and yeah, I'm definitely the eyeball out the whole show, you know, with everything, with Power Rangers, with the reason I watch wrestling versus the reason that y'all watch it, and me not really knowing all the dirt sheet shit, but just more so getting into just the competition element and everything like that. And you guys took me in as first a guest, then a reoccurring guest. And then other people started randomly tweeting me and DMing me on Instagram, like, man, yo, we really like you being a part of the podcast. I just do me. And the fact that I've been able to do me in a room full of my brothers, and for people outside of this country even to give a fuck is humbling. So man, I appreciate y'all for giving me another voice. I always played around with the idea of like doing radio one day or something like that, and I mean, you know, doing a podcast is a little bit more my speed because it's more creative freedom, and now this makes me really want to like put my whole leg out there and really, you know, really, really expand into other things, you know, besides just music. But y'all gave me that. Brand gave me that. T gave me that for even bringing me in. And it's been a hell of a ride. I'm in it. I'm in it for the long haul. I've always been in it. My loyalty is unquestionable.
All right, that's what's up, man. Well put. And last but not least, Rock Knowledge. Some words. Speech.
Yeah, man. I mean, it all kind of just started with. I think you would initially invited me on to be a guest when you were doing it by yourself. I remember we sat in your dining room at your old house on Roosevelt, recorded and did the initial episode. And then I think I came on again, maybe a few more episodes down the road. And then, like I said earlier, man, you kind of gave me the open-ended invite. And, you know, I tend to take advantage of stuff like that. That's the reason why I got with Rhyme and Reason the way that I did, because I got an open invite to go to Friday Night Flavors with Matt Box every Friday, and I was there every Friday for 2 years, so I got Rhyme and Reason out of that. So I know if someone's going to give you a shot to get on there and talk your shit, I'm going to jump at it. It's been fun, man. I mean, we've done quite a bit. I definitely miss the in-person vibe, and I think we all do. I think we all miss that in-person vibe that we have when we're in the same room, talking shit, laughing, talking wrestling, talking hip-hop, doing what we do, you know, the brotherhood. It's obviously this past year has been challenging for everybody. Time has been, you know, allocated differently. You know, we weren't able to link up in person. We had to rely on trying to get everybody on a Skype or a Zoom call or, you know, this right here. What we got here, man, we got to 200. I know we thought we would have been here a lot sooner, but you know, things happen.
We had a panoramic. It was the panoramic fall.
Yeah, it was the panoramic. But it's been fun, man. I mean, we've had some pretty hilarious moments on this show with just random comments, random jokes, just tangents. I think that's the one thing that kind of makes this podcast what it really is the camaraderie and the way we can bounce off one another. And it's very fluid. And for someone that listens to a lot of podcasts, when the hosts aren't able to have conversations smoothly, it's really a tough listen. So it's been dope. You know, what's going to happen moving forward? What, you know, we'll see. You know, we got a lot to discuss. This is by no means. This has been fun. 200 is definitely not something to shy away from, and hopefully we get 200 more, 400 more, 600 more, 1,000 more, whatever, man. You know, this has been fun though. MMP is
the Southwest of authority.
One thing I say about when you're MMP, you're MMP
for life.
Life. So there ain't no escaping. There ain't no escaping. It's for life. So, yeah, man, we just want to also thank you if you've been listening, watching, telling a friend, sharing, seeing us at events, just showing love, buying a shirt on Pro Wrestling Tees, paying that money on Patreon. We thank you so, so, so much. We've been up. We've been down. We dined with kings and queens, and we dined on pork and beans.
Pork and beans.
But, you know, but through it all, man, y'all have stayed with us. We've been mad and consistent, you know, when trying to get weekly episodes out. But through it all, y'all have remained, and I thank you so much for that. So I just wanted to, I guess we can kind of end off with that, just kind of on a positive tip. Like, I appreciate every one of these brothers you see on the screen, and I appreciate you if you've been listening, watching, telling friends, or, you know, helping us out on the financial tip, which is still an option. You can always go on to Patreon and do what?
Pay that money.
That's what's up.
Howdy, folks and people everywhere. This is a big congratulations to the Matt Mania podcast. So to Rock, Teak, Neo, G1, and the main man himself, Mega Ran. Nice five, y'all. Congratulations from the bottom of my freaking heart. Goodbye. Good night.
Bye-bye. No. His White Ranger bust in the background was so dope. But shout out to Kenny Omega.
I know, he's just watching the Ranger. Like, wait.
I really was like, yo, I've been wanting that for a minute. It's like $800.
That's Jabali. Shout out to Jabali. He was Kenny goes to Jabali's house because his setup is so crazy with all his stuff.
Oh, that's Jabali crib. What up, Jabali? Yeah. What so, you trying to let go of that White Ranger bus,
man,
for?
Man, he got the White Ranger bus. He got so much stuff. I did a little Instagram story of it. His crib is just insane. Yeah,
he's got a DDR machine in his living room. It's gross.
What is God? A Dance Dance Revolution machine?
Back.
What? Oh, that's crazy.
He will forever. Ran.
It's like Nirvana over there.
Ran, I want to go to Florida with you. Man. Right. I got to meet dude.
Let's go.
Man. I've been trying to go for the longest. We was keep leaving.
NBA Jam. He got the arcade one up NBA Jam.
Yes, sir.
In the center room too. So he's playing that.
They got that in Nowadays out here on Mill Avenue. Shout out to Nowadays in Tempe.
Nice, nice. So yeah, y'all got to come through to CEO. CEO has been announced. It is December. That's Jabali's event.
Let's go.
Going on in Orlando.
Yo. I'm there. December, so, I'm there.
Hey, man, we've had some great memories at that one CEO we went to, the one and only that we went to, man. That was fun.
That was the first Fyter Fest.
That was a blast, my man. I remember hanging out with Nerds Clothing, and we were like guerrilla tactics, like flipping jackets and shirts and doing the live pod and just like wilding out all crazy. We got to meet Hao Ming, man. And then, I got this shirt from Hao Ming, man. Oh, man, that's such a great time, bro.
It was a great time.
So it was so humid, but it was so fun.
I'm going to give them one free plug because Jamali did take me to Disney. CEO Gaming.
Yeah!
CEOGaming.org. Registration is open now. It is coming back December 3rd through 5th in Orlando, Florida. So get your calendar's marked and come through.
Hey, if they extend the invite, we got to make moves.
But he took us to Popeyes, remember?
Hey.
To the Jabali's Popeyes across the street.
Yes. The Jabali's Popeyes.
That's gang. Did y'all pay for anything there?
Did he pay for us?
I don't know. I'm saying, did he pay for y'all? Or what?
I don't remember. Did he pay for us, Tee?
I don't know. That was just his thing. We had a lot of Popeyes. I remember it was a lot of
Popeyes. He loved Popeyes. He's like, oh, can you name it Jabali's just for the weekend? And they're like, no, we don't do that.
Blaze, beat your ass 5 Way to Friday on Power Rangers Battle Blaze for the Grid. Let's go. Let's go.
Nah, man, that kid is good at video games. Like, that's his quirk.
I don't give a fuck.
That's his quirk.
Well, it is Friday, and you know what that means.
Fighting Game Friday?
It's Fighting Game Friday on my Twitch. So after we end this, let's get on the fighting games. Power Rangers. Let's get on the Power Rangers. Get on the Brawlhalla. And bring it on, whatever y'all got. Let's do it.
I gotta get the Street Fighter pack for Power Rangers too.
I think I need to get that too. So guys, I think that is it. If there are anything else lastly you wanna give us, especially Rock Knowledge, if you have any like snacks, if you have any like, we gotta get a snack.
Yeah.
The 200 snack.
200 snack.
She's actually going to be fighting tomorrow night, UFC Fight Night. Live on ESPN Plus if you have that, because I'm a big MMA fan now. Hey. Her name is Ariane Lipsky. She is the queen of violence. And she is attractive. And she be beating ass.
Ariane Lipsky? Okay, let's see.
How do you spell that?
Ariane Lipsky. Lipsky.
Okay. Brazilian, the queen of violence.
Oh, I know she got some booty action going on. She's Brazilian. Hold up.
Well, I'd be liking these little Brazilian fighters for some reason, though.
It'd be bad, though. It'd be bad.
All right. Well, the queen of violence is fighting tomorrow.
She's attractive. She's attractive Sunday. When she's not
beat down. She's fighting Sunday. Okay. Also,
she fights tomorrow. Floyd fights on Sunday.
Let's give our predictions real quick. Who wins the Floyd fight?
Floyd Mayweather and Logan Paul.
Logan Paul. Who wins?
Both of them. They're going to get a bunch of money.
What is it, like an exhibition? Like a 5-round fight or something?
Exhibition, yeah. There's no judges. It's just an exhibition. So it's going to be... Look, best case scenario, the Logan Paul or whatever Paul brothers fighting Floyd hits him in the face and knocks him out. That's best case scenario. Not going to happen, so there you go.
People are saying this is like destroying boxing. Like people are so mad. Like, oh, these guys are killing boxing. The sport is dead. And it's like, boxing been dead.
Little guy,
little guys be throwing them hands. The big boy is heavyweight boxing. Heavyweight boxing is dead.
Yeah. Right, but now little dudes,
some little dudes that are some fucking.
I don't know, or more or less give a fuck about Logan Paul enough to really like. It's just whatever, you know. Floyd's gonna moonwalk around the ring like he does, and whatever. And it's just not gonna be a fight. It's gonna be a fucking dance party. So,
yeah, I agree. He's not gonna.
G1 not gonna care unless and let Logan Paul disrespect Power Rangers. Then he'll get invested.
I wouldn't even get invested then. I'd be like, that's your opinion, and you still have no relevance in my life.
Also, one more prediction. Today is Friday. We'll address it next week. But we have now the Friday Night Wars for today on.
Oh, yeah,
AEW and SmackDown are on at the same time. Facts. Who wins the rating war?
AEW's on the night.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
You're telling me I get to watch the Young Bucks versus basketball. Pac and Penta? I'll take
they
that.
They be getting pushed to the basketball. That too. That's why they.
Yeah. That's why they're going to CBS soon. NBA is bumping.
Yep. And there'll be a new AEW show. There'll be a show called Rampage. That'll be another network show. So yeah.
Shout outs to Mark Henry. Like he's.
Oh yeah, Mark Henry's in AEW now. What's up?
I'm a little curious. How that works. Like, I mean, he's just commentator and coach, but so he's not going to be wrestling, but like, I thought he was under like an ambassador deal. So I have no idea how that happened, but hey, I'm sure Vince was like, go get your money.
You can do what you want to do when you a legacy, when you a Hall of Famer,
you
can do
a whole legend in this motherfucker. Like Mark Henry showing up was like some of the coolest shit.
That was very surprising. I was like, whoa.
I think there's going to be a bull rope match too between like Dustin Rhodes and Nick Camarado. And I have always liked those bull rope matches.
Oh, I forgot about that. Matches. That's going to be fire.
So what has SmackDown advertised? What's happening there tonight?
Roman at his table.
Ooh.
There you go.
Big surprise there.
The head of the table will be at the table.
Oh, boy. Nice.
Oh, no. We got Rey Mysterio and Dominic versus the Usos.
Hmm. Ooh, that's going to be interesting.
Oh, that
already happened.
I won't spoil it, but it's already happened.
Oh, okay.
If you stay off of Twitter and Instagram,
you already know. You already know WWE. They finished the match with a roll up or some sort of distraction finish.
Right, yeah.
They're like, oh, this is on live on the East Coast. Let's spoil it for everybody.
Oh, yeah. Yo, they don't care at all. Yo, they'll just post the results. Like, sorry, you should have been on the East Coast.
There's going to be some sort of roll up, some sort of distraction. We'll see.
Yeah, of course.
They got to keep the belt till SummerSlam.
It'll be good.
I think it'll be a good match.
Mysterios keep the belt until SummerSlam, and then SummerSlam, Brock Lesnar takes the tag belts. And then he just takes it, you know, it's just, I don't know, man.
Why
WWE,
not?
WWE. It's the fucking Brock Lesnar show. Yo. It's cool. Hey. You already know.
Brock puts
or the John Cena show.
Or,
That just makes it even worse. We get bowl cuts and fucking jean shorts. It's great.
We didn't talk about it, but the rumor is Roman versus Cena for SummerSlam. Does anybody care?
That sucks.
Indeed.
God. Which they still have not announced. Where that's taking place, have they?
They said they were going to do it on a Monday on some other show, like make it a special deal.
And hold on, it's funny that they said we were all talking about it, and they were saying that, they might do Vegas, but they might not do the Raiders Stadium. The rumor is that they are.
I think they're gonna
do the Las Vegas Raiders Stadium.
In that case, if we go to Vegas, we should stay at the Luxor, because I think that the Luxor... They were working on building an underground walkway to the Raiders Stadium. I don't know
It's like the they got it like that at Soldier Field where you can go under and all that. That's gonna be crazy.
So yeah, hopefully if we're back at like a live events again, maybe we'll see y'all at SummerSlam.
I'm planning out. I'm also planning out my Mexico trip. So you know, Matt Mania, we always there, you never there.
We everywhere. You never everywhere. There.
Oh, there you go. There you go. We That's everywhere. It. You never there. My
yeah.
bad.
Yeah.
Yes. He about to go to Triple Mania.
We haven't gone anywhere. So
we're nowhere.
I forgot the phrase.
Actually, we're nowhere right
we're
now.
We're nowhere. But, we're all at home.
But
Dan been popping up secretly at shows with his mask on, hiding.
Yeah, he is.
I've been sneaking out. A lot of people hit me up like, oh my gosh, I didn't know you were there. I would have said hi. I'm like, because I was wearing a mask, dude. But yeah, yeah, if you make it to Triple Mania, Neo, I'm definitely jealous.
That's lit. I actually wouldn't mind going to Triple Mania. I love the
like I've already set the plan in motion. I'm just trying to figure out.
I've never been to Mexico, so
yeah, I'm just trying to find out if I can get some connects there, and if I can, then we'll see, man. Fingers crossed.
Please let me.
All right. Well, I know some people, so you know, maybe I could talk to the champ, see if we can get some tickets popping.
Hey, if you could, that'd be great, because I've been looking at prices right now, and they're kind of
high.
They're not high per se because they're in pesos, but you know, if I can get a better seat, that'd be fantastic.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fire.
I'm gonna see what I can do, you know, because you know, the pesos be adding.
Hey, I knew that was gonna come in handy for something.
Yes, it did. All right, y'all. So we're going to get out of here. Thank you guys again for being here. We're going to go watch some wrestling because there's wrestling on. Why not watch it?
Why the fuck?
So enjoy wrestling, love each other, and we'll see you again. But this has been episode 200.
200.
So yeah, we out of here. But thank you again. And as always, you know what to do.
Keep your shoulders off
the mat.
We appreciate you guys.
Watch wrestling. Love wrestling. Peace, y'all. Oh, yeah. I'll be back on. We playing fighting games later on. Don't get it twisted. All right. Let's go.
Peace. I'm playing baseball.
save the world. It's G1 to the rescue. to save the world. It's G1 to the rescue. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.